to see you all. Okay, so we're going to do a bit of introduction, but who likes to get
Don't worry, you can stay still.
So as been introduced, my name is Jamie. This is Claire. What we're going to do is start off with two truths and a lie. Okay, you all know that, yeah? Okay, so we're going to say three statements about ourselves. Two of them are completely true. One of them is a complete lie. And we'll always try and guess which one is the lie. Okay, nice and easy? Yeah, cool. Okay, Claire, you go first. So your three statements about yourself are...
I had my learning in second one. I'm graduating. I am originally from North London. That's my first one. My second one is I have been injured by a tennis ball. And my third one is I am one of four children.
Okay, so North London, injured by a tennis ball. And you are one of four children. You know that one where you have three siblings. Okay, cool. Nice and easy, yeah? Okay. Who thinks the lie is that Claire is from Northland? Who thinks that is the lie? Hands up if that is the lie. Okay. Few of you. Nice and high, nice and proud. I believe it's a lie. Okay. Great. Can you vote once, by the way? Can't vote for all of them. Keep going every one. Who thinks the lie is she's not been injured? This is the tennis ball one, and she's not been injured by the tennis ball. Hands up if that's a lie. Couple over here. Okay, so there's hands. Fantastic. And the last one is four siblings, three siblings, four of you in total. Who thinks that's a lie? Hands up. What? There's loads of them there. Look at that. It's all happening. Okay. And which one is the lie, Claire?
Around
it, but I haven't been
injured
by a tennis ball. Oh, yeah. But I have been injured by a golf course, so I've just started to focus on that one. And I am from North London, and I have got three other siblings as well. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. And then my three statements, okay, so we've got seven in, you can get into one of the correct ones. And I, when I was a child, or pretty just getting my teenagers, I had a hamster, and my hamster's name was Candy. And the first interaction I had with Candy was she escaped from her cage and bit my toe and kicked her off me in pain, of course. Okay, that's the first one. So Candy bit me when I was a teenager. The second one is that as a 25-year-old man, I wet myself on a train. And the third one is, it taught me six times to pass my driving test. Okay.
So the first one, we got bit by an hamster.
Candy.
Who thinks that's believable, anyone? Who thinks that's a lie? Who thinks that's a lie? God, I want hands all the way up. Yeah? Okay, the next one, what was it again? 25 years old, and he wet himself on a train. Is that a lie?
We want it to be a lie.
Good. And it took him six times to pass his driving test. We're hoping that's a lie too.
Yeah, the majority of what I went to when I was 16, I was 3. Yeah, it didn't take me six times. That's the first time, of course. All the best for the first time. I'll tell the train story another time. That's not the right thing. It's not the right thing. Okay. If you want to find out, speak to me at the stage. Okay. So that's Claire and I. So we are this weekend. We're going to be with you all weekend, kind of doing a bit of a series of stuff. So for a bit of context. So my name's Jamie. I work for an organisation called Limitless. Anybody heard of Limitless before? Okay. A couple of people, fantastic. Okay. Limitless is the youth department of Eden Church across the UK. So we are involved in, we do a big festival, we do training stuff for youth leaders, we're kind of involved nationally with loads of different stuff. And the thing that I particularly take a lead on is a project called Limitless Pioneers, where we work with churches who aren't reaching young people to help them reach young people. That looks like going in and doing kind of like outreach stuff. We do schools work, and we're running youth groups throughout the week. So at the minute, we're running kind of two youth groups, about to start a third one soon. And that's what we do. That's what I'm involved in. I kind of take a lead on that project. So I'm a leader from Birmingham. I'm a Birmingham City fan, so I'm sorry if that causes problems for anybody, but I don't care. I'm married. I've got a wife called Debs, and I've got a little 2.5-year-old boy called Duke. That's a little bit about me. And Claire, what are you up to? Why are you here? Not in a nice way, obviously, but please you're here. Why are you up to this year?
Okay, so I finished school last year at my A-levels, and I decided to do a gap year, and that has been limitless, working with pioneering youth groups. So that's, I basically do all, follow what Jamie is doing all week, basically. But I'm here this weekend to teach you guys and spend time with you guys. But this gap year has meant a lot to me. I needed time before going on to what's next for me. But it's a really exciting time to do that and do something new, which is always a great experience. So yeah.
Right. Claire, so you're just 19, aren't you? So just a little bit older. So you're on course, just 20 myself. So okay. This weekend we were talking all about church, okay? And I suppose trying to help all of us to understand a little bit about what church is about. Now, it was interesting, I had a bit of a kind of moved around looking at the different sheets that you wrote on. I noticed pretty much everybody wrote old people. I think if there's one sheet I saw, I think it was you guys, you wrote old people as the first thing, like that's what you associate straight away. So this weekend, okay, what we're hoping to do is to break down some of your perceptions about church, get you thinking about what it is, and most importantly, get you thinking about what your role is within church. Because you know what, tonight, we're doing church. Right? It's not a Sunday morning, and that's okay. We're doing a kind of a form of church tonight. And we want us to get thinking about, well, what is that? And the whole title of this, whole title of the weekend is Why Church? Why church? What is important about church? Now, I've been involved in church my whole life. I've been brought up in a Christian home. I made a decision for myself to follow Jesus at 14 years of age. I made like a conscious decision. And ever since then, I've been involved in church, involved in youth ministry, and that kind of thing. And I always want to know that if I'm involved in something, there's a purpose to it. I'm not somebody who just starts rocking up things just because I have to out of tradition. If I'm coming to church, or if I'm doing something, I want to know there's a purpose to it, it's more worthwhile. I wholeheartedly believe that church is something that it has a purpose and worthwhile. And most importantly for you in this room, is for every generation, for every age, and every single person, no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter your skin colour, you have a part to play in church. And that's what the most important thing for me is, thinking that through. So we're going to be looking at that over the weekend, we're thinking that through. Do some discussion stuff, let's come to pray together, all that kind of stuff. But we're going to be basing it in a bit of scripture. So, Claire, you're not going to read this out for us. Have people got Bibles with them this weekend? Yeah, have you got them with you now? Okay. Tomorrow morning, when we gather together, bring your Bibles with you because you're going to need them with you, okay? We're going to read a little bit of scripture, okay? It's right. Just a few verses, and we're going to be basing our weekend out of these five verses. So Acts 2, okay, if you've got it on your phone, switch to your phone, you know, Acts 2, verses 42 to 47, sorry, and Claire's going to read it for us, and this is what we're going to be kind of thinking through the whole weekend. Do you want to know what's the final one? Yeah? Okay. So Acts 2, starting at verse 42 through to verse 47.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and they had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among them all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favour with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
So we'll be breaking that down throughout the weekend. That's what we'll be looking at. I'm going to kind of go through it, not quite verse by verse, but not far off. I'm kind of looking at what that's going to be like. Can I just, at the very start of this weekend, every single one of you has got the chance, opportunity to take some of that this weekend. I really believe, as I've been kind of thinking this weekend through and praying, thinking about what it's going to look like, that God wants to do something in your life. Now, obviously, the great thing about Claire and I is we don't know any of you. And it's a good thing because actually we can come in and just really share what we believe God has shared for us. Now, we don't know where you're at. We don't know what's happening in your life. We don't know your families. All we know is that God loves you. And we know that this weekend God's got a purpose for you and he wants to speak to you. But I know, and my experience of God is that the way that will happen is when we open ourselves up to him. So I don't know where you're at with God in church, and that's okay. But I suppose what I'm trying to ask of you is, at the very start of this weekend, is to come open for what God wants to do in your life. Because I know he wants to speak to every single one of you. I know that he's got something he wants to say to every single person in this room. But I also know that you've got to be open and willing for him to do something. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to, just to kind of, we're not going to be talking about this evening. I want to take a moment right now. This may be really foreign to you, this may be really familiar to you. Don't worry about it. Okay? For a moment, what I want you to do is just close your eyes. Okay? Just completely close your eyes and just block out everything else around you apart from my way of voice. Okay? And in this moment, just take a moment of reflection. Take a moment of reflection, thinking about, okay, where am I at right now in my life? What are the things that maybe I'm struggling with? What are the things that I'm bringing into this weekend which are tough situations? Maybe you know, but maybe you don't. Maybe you've got questions for me. Maybe you don't really know where you're at with it. But right now, I want to take a moment just to, in the stillness, I'm going to shut up in a moment. Just to listen for what God wants to say to you. Just to listen to what God wants to speak to you and for what he wants to say. So just take a moment. I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm going to be quiet. I'll close our eyes. Take a moment of reflection in this place. Keeping your eyes closed, just begin to ask, say to God what you need from this weekend. He knows the struggles, but begin to talk to him about what's going on in your life, about your frustrations, about your worries, about your fears, about the things that are going on right now. Begin to ask him what you want him to do in your life this weekend. Maybe it's just as simple as, I want you to reveal yourself to me, or I want to know you're there. Or maybe it's something deeper, maybe it's something you're really struggling with personally, your family life, your friends, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. God knows and he hears you. Just take that moment just to speak and say, Lord, I need help in this area. I need you to show yourself to me, reveal yourself to me. I'm simply going to take a moment just to pray. So just keep our heads, our eyes closed. And just to say this moment, I want to take a moment to pray over every single person in here. So, Father, I want to thank you for every individual in this room. Lord God, no matter their family background, or their home life, or their school, or whatever it may be, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you care about every individual in this room. And over this weekend, Lord God, I pray that you're going to speak to every individual in this room. I pray, Father God, that they're going to leave this place different to the way they arrive. Lord God, that's the stuff they're struggling with, the questions they've got, the struggles, the anxieties, the fears they may be facing right now. I pray, Lord God, we're going to come into those situations and help and meet with them where they're at right now, I pray. So, Father, I thank you so much for the privilege of spending this time together on this weekend. I really pray, Lord God, that you're going to come and speak to every individual over this space of this next kind of 48 hours or whatever time we've got. Speak to us all, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Fantastic. So, we're going to take some moments for the weekend and this kind of thing. And like I've said, just be open this weekend. Be open. We're going to have some fun together. We're going to talk some stuff out. But I really believe that God wants to speak to you all individually and that God wants to say to you all as individuals. If there's ever a moment where you just want to come and chat to Claire and I, please do. Like, just come maybe it's just kind of socially, or you've got a question that we've said, or just generally, please do, because we'll be here all weekend and just be loads to kind of like chat through some news. Okay, thumbs up. Glory. Okay, I'll hand you back to. Back to the team. Okay, bless you all. Thanks, guys.